Hey there, it's Clay with modernlove.life. In this video, we're going to talk about how to get your ex back by texting. This is actually like a full process here about how to do this. You know, obviously, because this is a YouTube video, I'm not going to be able to go into this in like crazy depth, but this should give you a big picture sort of sense about how to actually make this happen. And of course, I think it's very unlikely that you're going to be able to do this whole thing through texting alone, but we can talk about how to at least get this started via texting, okay? If you haven't been in contact with your ex for a while, because maybe you've been doing no contact or something like that, then you may want to go back to the previous video, the one that I did yesterday on how to get back in contact with your ex after no contact, right up there in the video card right there. If that's what's happening, you may need to calibrate to where they are. I did walk you through how to do that in that previous video. However, basically what you want to do is you want to meet your ex where they're at, get into some sort of degree of talking and communication with them. If you do need to, you know, get back in contact with them, I would probably send one of those calibration sort of messages. And that is probably what we're going to recommend that you do anyway. So go ahead, send a message that is low on investment, that's low on pressure, where you can just get a sense about where they're at emotionally. Based off of how they respond, you know, if they respond warm and positively, then okay, great, cool. Go ahead and build rapport, take things down to the emotional level, do those reward and relate cycles like we've talked about previously to build that emotional bond and connection, all that sort of stuff. If they seem a little bit hesitant about being in contact with you, you may need to, as we talked about in the previous video, take a step forward by through vulnerability by showing them that it's safe to actually open up and invest in the conversation. So again, you know, we're trying to match that level of investment. We've taken a small step forward by just calibrating and sending them some sort of message. We're seeing if they match us by, you know, basically responding in some sort of way. It may not be the best way ever, but at least they're responding. And then what we want to do is take it to that next level by opening up a little bit ourselves, showing them that it's safe to open up as well too. And so as both of your levels of investment is increasing, then you can start to steer things in the same way towards deeper levels of bonding, connection, rapport building, all that sort of stuff. Again, pull down to the emotional level, reward relate cycles, get into rapport, okay? You know, obviously if they're not opening up to you at all, then we want to, you know, maybe just address the actual issue that seems to be up between the two of you, like hurt feelings, them being upset about something that happened, apologizing for something if you need to, etc. If they don't respond, same deal. But basically, we want to steer things towards removing any emotional blocks that might be there and then getting into that state of rapport and connection. Okay. Now, after that, you can do probably a lot of this through text, but after that, we're probably going to want to move up what we call the hierarchy of communication. Now, there are different qualities of communication that you can have with your ex. Obviously, like seeing them in person is the highest form of connection that you can have. You know, whether that's going out together to do something, spending the weekend with one another, whatever. This is like the top of the hierarchy here. The bottom is going to be, you know, things like sending emojis back and forth. Maybe one step above that would be text messaging. A step above that would be, you know, like sending an email or something like that. I mean, emails and text messages are pretty similar, but the thing is people go out of their way to check their email, whereas oftentimes people are just doing whatever they're doing and a text message sort of interrupts them. So they have more of their attention. Above that would be maybe like the old handwritten letter that everyone's talking about. We'll talk about handwritten letters some other time, but it's there. Next up on the hierarchy would be, you know, talking on the phone. Next up above that would be maybe like a video call, something like Zoom, something like FaceTime, something along those lines. And then of course, at the top of that would be meeting in person, right? And there might be a few other things that I missed somewhere in there, but you can probably just use your own sense of judgment to figure out where that fits into the whole hierarchy of communication. But basically, we want to move from texting to something else higher on the hierarchy of communication. Now, why is this? You know, theoretically, it could be possible to actually get back together with your ex just through texting alone. But I think it's very unlikely that that's going to happen. What we want to actually do is move up the hierarchy because it's going to be easier to actually talk, easier to actually connect, easier to actually form the emotional bond that you need to when you're, you know, actually bonding emotionally. You know, back when I was, I don't know, maybe like 12 or 10 years old or something, I was, you know, actually okay, pretty decent at drawing things. And like most, you know, young boys that age, who are decent at drawing things, I decided I was going to create a comic book. And so I got some, you know, notebook paper and some pencils, and I went to the library and I picked out a book on, you know, making comic books. And one of the lessons in this book was the power of the image. And to make the point, they had different panels where the text was exactly the same in each panel, but the image, the person saying something, was different in each panel. So I wish I could find this old book, but anyway, the phrase, the text, I think it was something like, "Who do you think you are?" And to make the point, you know, there was one panel, there was like an angry, you know, sci-fi wizard that was holding a wand or something and saying like, "Who do you think you are? I'm gonna cast a magic spell on you and curse you," or something. In the next one, there was, you know, maybe a snooty, uptight banker guy sort of going like, "Who do you think you are?" sort of looking down his nose at the viewer. And then the next one, there was some sort of, you know, meek, cowardly person, like, holding up his arms to try to defend himself, like, "Who do you think you are?" And then in the next one, there was, you know, some sort of like sexy space babe or something that was sort of flirtatiously saying like, "Who do you think you are?" And so, you know, the words that you say can be important, but it's easy to misread them through text alone. That's the point here that I'm making. And so, again, it might be theoretically possible to get your ex back solely through text alone, but it's going to be really difficult because of the high possibility for misunderstanding things. You know, you don't know if you're talking to the space babe, you don't know if you're talking to the angry wizard, you don't know if you're talking to the snooty bankster. Like, we don't know. But there's that high level of misreading things. There's also the fact that for whatever reason, it's just socially acceptable to just drop off of a text conversation and just not respond. For some reason, that's just the way our society is. And so if things start to get too uncomfortable for your ex, they may just stop responding. Whereas if you're going to do something like that in person over the phone or whatever, they're less likely to just not respond. They're probably going to respond to you, and you can actually stay with them and get through the conversation. You know, it's more socially acceptable to just like stay on a phone call, even if it's a little bit uncomfortable. And as well too, you know, if you're on a phone call, you can hear someone's vocal tone. You know, if you're talking to the flirtatious space babe versus the angry wizard. Same with, you know, actually being able to see someone's face and their body language and all that stuff. So that's why we want to actually move up the hierarchy of communication. So if you're texting and you're able to get a little bit of rapport going, it's going to be really easy and effortless and almost natural and automatic to be able to just say something like, "Hey, it's really nice being able to talk to you like this. You cool if we just jump on a quick phone call? Or you cool if we keep this going by getting together for coffee next week," or something like that, right? It's really easy to move up the hierarchy of communication that way. And then, you know, of course, what we want to do is meet up in person, talk on the phone, video call, whatever, email, I don't know, and actually build more of that emotional connection. So you've probably developed some degree of rapport through texting. Great. We want to keep that going into an actual close connection with someone else, with our ex here, with our partner. And so as we continue to do this, as we connect in a deeper way, face to face or over the phone with our voice or something like that, we are going to actually be developing greater levels of trust that we can't do through just text alone here. Because again, words on a screen are much more difficult to interact with and much more difficult to empathize with than actually seeing someone's face, actually hearing their voice, actually hearing the emotion in the tone that they have, or the expression on their face, or whatever the case might be. So please don't think that you should be just relying on text alone. It could be possible to do it. I wouldn't put outside the realm of possibility, but it's going to be much, 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 much easier if you are willing to talk on the phone, talk on a video call, meet up in person, something like that, okay? And then, you know, as you develop this emotional connection deeper and deeper and deeper, I think they're going to start to move through, you know, the five stages of getting back together. By the way, if you don't know about the five stages of getting back together, there's a video playlist right up there. It explains a lot about your ex's, you know, potentially confusing mood swings, mixed messages, things like that. People have said that it's a really helpful series for them, and that it's really helped to explain a lot of the confusing behavior that maybe their ex has done in recent times. So check it out if you're new to this channel, or if that's something that you need to refresh on. But by the way, if you like this, hit that thumbs up button for the YouTube algorithm. It does help a guy out with his YouTube channel. It's a totally free way to support the channel. And if you want to learn more about all the stuff that we're talking about in this video, please check out our course called the X Solution Program. It's over at modernlove.life/ESP. That's modernlove.life/E as in X, S as in solution, and P as in program. That's ESP. But yeah, what you want to do is you want to build that emotional trust, build that connection over time. And what you're probably going to experience is that your ex does start to move through these five stages of getting back together that we've talked about in this video, that we've talked about in other videos, that we've talked about in that series. And you're going to build that degree of trust, and that degree of trust is going to reflect in their behavior. And then when the time is right, you can actually talk about getting back together. That's when you bring up what we call the commitment collaboration talk, where you're saying something like, hey, you know, maybe it's just me, but I've really enjoyed being able to connect with you a lot over the past few days, weeks, months, whatever. Is that something you've enjoyed too? They're probably going to say yes, because you actually have been connecting with one another. Then you can say, okay, cool. Well, have you ever thought about getting back together? Sometimes that's something I think about. Is that something you've ever thought about? And they'll probably say yes as well too. And then boom, you're talking about getting back together. And because you've actually developed the emotional connection, this is much more likely to go over pretty well, as opposed to, you know, back when you're in damage control mode and you're just begging and pleading and promising and all that stuff. So anyway, that's how I'd recommend you go about doing all of this. If you do like this video, hit the thumbs up button, subscribe to the channel, hit the bell icon, all the things you're supposed to do here. Leave a comment letting me know what you're having for breakfast, what you're having for lunch, what you're having for dinner. Leave me 2 comments, leave me 3 comments, whatever. But yeah, go ahead and do that. Also, if you want to get a little bit of extra help, please check out modernlove.life/ESP. There's also a link for that in the description box below this video. But once again, this is Clay. Thanks so much, and I'll talk to you in the next video.